Hello?
Hi, my name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and would like to get your opinion. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or a television station, a newspaper, and advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County, Mayor, and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you would vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August the 20th. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote, or I am somewhat likely to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote.
And which political party are you registered?
Democrat.
And what is your main racial background?
White, Caucasian.
What is your age?
51.
And generally speaking, would you say that things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
That's a very broad question. Generally going in the
generally
right direction.
Generally speaking. Okay.
Yeah.
From the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? Housing and property insurance cost, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resilience, inflation, and the cost of things like groceries and gas, crime and neighborhood safety, quality of life, growth and overdevelopment, corruption in local government, or traffic and congestion?
Traffic and congestion.
And although it is a nonpartisan election, if the elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate or a Republican candidate? Definitely
Democrat.
Vote for definitely
Democrat.
Or probably?
Thank you.
Now, I am going to read you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? And if you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just say so. Here's the first one. Richard Franchnick.
Don't know.
Cindy Lerner.
Don't know.
Raquel Regalado.
I've heard of him.
Do you feel very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or have no opinion?
No opinion.
Okay. And you will be asked a few short questions on the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission, Mayor and County Commission. If the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Alexander Otaola, Manny Cid, or Daniela Levine Cava?
Levine Cava.
Definitely vote for her, or probably?
Probably.
Now, if the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Richard Franchnick, Cindy Lerner, Raquel Regalado?
I have no opinion. I don't know them.
And if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Richard Franchnick, Cindy Lerner, Raquel Regalado?
Don't know them, so I'm not leaning toward any.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution? in county government.
No opinion.
On a different topic, Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal would borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks and infrastructure improvements, and environmental resilience projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes would be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I'd vote in favor of it.
Definitely yes or probably?
Probably.
And thank you again for your patience. You're doing great. Now I'm going to read you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the elections for the Miami-Dade County Commission. And if each would make no difference, just say so. Raquel Regalado believes the key to a successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has increased investments in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, liner parks, and the underlined, the reshare options. Does this make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for her, or no difference?
No difference.
As your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay, so our communities are better prepared for hurricane and increased flood threats. Much more, much less, or no difference to vote for her?
More.
Much more or much less likely?
Much more likely.
Okay. Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our communities. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enact protection for residents, and increase the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules on efficiencies to make them a better, safer option for families to keep their homes affordable. Much more likely, much less, or no opinion? No difference.
No, much more likely.
Currently, several Cuban-American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same.
No opinion.
As an elected official, Raquel Regalado focused on the Biscayne, on the basic to serve residents and solve their everyday problems. Whether it is fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicated things like permittings, which would be much more likely, much less, or no difference to vote for her?
Yeah, I'd be much more likely.
Raquel Regalado served as a Miami-Dade County School Board member for two terms. Now, as the only former school board member to ever served on the county commission, Regalado has focused on educational
initiatives. So you're working for Regalado, right? This is what this is about? Or, I mean, what is this? Who actually did the survey?
Oh, this is just a study that we're conducting. All of your answers are strictly confidential. This is a study. I do not work for Regalado. I work for Kuros. We are a premier provider of custom online surveys, specialized in general studies.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. How much longer do you have? Is it almost wrapping up here?
Yes, we are starting to wrap this up. I'll read a lot faster for you because I really don't want your opinions to go to waste. With the last one that I read for you, what do you want me to mark down for you? Much more likely, much less likely, or no difference to vote for her?
Much more likely.
Okay. Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our communities and supporters increasing resources to police and fire resources so they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has the endorsement of the Police Benevolent Association for her 2024 re-election. Much less likely or no difference to vote for her?
No difference.
Okay. As the mother of two children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has funded a training for thousands of county employees, including police, created an autism DK safety program with police and funded job training programs and supports for parents and caretakers of residents on the autism spectrum.
That would make me much more likely to vote for her.
This one says, since Raquel Regalado has been on the county commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most affordable places to live, and longtime residents, including seniors on fixed incomes, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough.
I have no opinion.
Okay. And we are starting to wrap this up. Thank you for your patience. Now I'm just going to read you a series of statements about Cindy Lerner. And after hearing each one, just let me know if you would be much more likely, much less likely, or no difference to vote for her. As mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and businesses, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars. Would you be much more, much less, or no difference to vote for her?
You can put no difference to the... I mean, I really don't know these candidates, and I'll be perfectly honest. I can't just make statements yes, no. I mean, I have to do my own research. So I don't know if that means that you can't finish the survey, but I don't know.
That's what that option is for. If it's no difference to you, just let me know and I'll mark that down for you.
No difference.
Okay. And I'll read a lot faster so we can finish. We are almost done here. Mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abused towards residents at town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, crushing at an insult to the residents.
No difference.
Okay. Let me read the other one for you. While Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected positions to reduce the property value of the many properties they own manage.
No difference.
Okay. Cindy Lerner is running for county commission to fight for honest, ethical local government, to take meaningful action on sea level rise and flooding, and to be a voice for the residents of this district, not developers, lobbyists, and corporate polluters.
None of this makes any difference to me.
Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring large-scale development that hurts our quality of life. Lerner's family has made their fortune redeveloping and gratifying parts of the urban core, including Windward. And as mayor of Pinecrest, Lerner tried to annex land west of U.S. 1 in unincorporated Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending with was
okay,
strongly...
I have no opinion.
Okay.
No opinion.
And this last one here says Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community. Corruption, self-dealing, influence, peddling. Would you be much more, much less, or no difference to vote for her?
No difference.
Now, taking in account everything that you just heard, if the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Richard Frenchnick, Cindy Lerner, or Raquel Regalado?
I would do my own research, so I have no opinion right now.
Okay. And if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards?
I have no opinion.
Okay. And prior to taking this survey, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on social media sites like Instagram or TikTok?
No, I don't.
The following are a list of websites online, newspapers, and other places where you can get news and information about your community. Please indicate if you follow this current regularly, follow this content, or not regularly follow this content, or not follow it at all. Local political blogs, do you follow regularly?
No, follow I follow nothing political. No, I don't. I really don't. I just don't.
What about FM radio?
No. I don't follow that.
Okay, Miami's.
Yes,
community
I will follow
news.
WLRN if you want me a specific. And that's it. Okay, that's all I want to answer to. I've got to go. I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
Yes, ma'am. It's just these last questions and we're done. What about Only in Date? Do you listen
only
to that?
Only in Date. Only, no.
Okay. What about Miami's community news?
No.
K Biscayne Independent?
No.
AM Talk or News Radio?
No, not AM, no.
Local newspapers like the Miami Herald or El Nuevo Herald?
Yeah, Miami Herald.
Okay. Regularly or follow not regularly?
Not regularly.
Okay. And we are almost done here. I'm just going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish. This is just to be sure that we have a representative sample. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very liberal.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
A PhD.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you for your participation. Have a great evening.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.